Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the big show. We are wrapping up a series on 10 things that you need, we all need, to give up in order to have a happy life. With Gidi Hansen, a licensed marriage and family therapist with The Growing Place. Good morning, Gidi.
Good morning.
I've really enjoyed the series.
Me too.
I really have enjoyed it. I've learned a lot. Can we run down 1 through 9
yes,
and then we'll get to 10?
Absolutely.
Again, these are things you must give up or should give up to have a happy life.
Yes. The first one on the list is limiting beliefs, and that's the idea that I can't do this and you can't do that. In a negative sense, like, oh, I could never go to college,
mm-hmm.
or oh, I could never do this job,
or if I don't become if I don't make it on the PGA tour, I'll never have fun playing golf.
Yes,
you know,
something like that.
Yeah.
The second one is complaining, and I think no explanation is needed there. The third one is dwelling on the past, and here the important word is dwelling, which means living in the past.
Yeah.
The fourth one is worrying about the future.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth one is the need for others' approval. Now, all of this sounds really familiar to us, doesn't it? I mean, we've all done this. The sixth one is the need to always be right.
Yeah.
Talked about that. The seventh one is negative self-talk. And we figured out the opposite of this is just realistic self-talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
The eighth one is resisting change. And change is always happening.
Mm-hmm.
The ninth one, which we did last week, was blaming others. And the drum roll for number 10 is the need to impress others.
I see that. The need to. Sometimes you do need to impress others. Sometimes in the job, in the workplace, maybe you want to impress a woman you're dating, or you want to impress somebody. You know, you're going to go see girlfriend's parents. You need to impress them.
Well, how would you define the word impress?
They think highly of you. They think they would feel like, okay, my daughter's in good hands with this young man.
Okay, so that's
not necessarily a bad thing.
That links up with the need for others' approval. If I have a need to impress others, what does that say about me?
Well, I guess maybe how the need from inside, or if I hope to continue dating this woman who I really care about.
Okay.
I need to do a good job. I need to get dressed properly. I need to brush my teeth. I need not to have good breath. I need to be able to speak politely. I need to be able to know which fork to use at the dinner table. I need to be able, you know, I need to be able to not eat with my hands or whatever. I'm just making stuff up as I go. So I kind of agree with this one, but there is a need to impress others.
Well, does the sun need to impress us in order to do its job? S-U-N. Is the rain out to impress us, or is it out to just be itself?
Well,
I think it's a lot healthier for us to genuinely be who we are, and not put on some kind of a facade or some kind of a
putting on airs.
Putting on
the dog.
Like, normally I'm a slob, but I'm going to meet your parents, so now I'm going to clean my act up. That's not helping anybody.
Well, maybe, but
that's really being false.
You think so?
Absolutely. I think we know when we meet false and genuine people. If somebody is genuinely kind and genuinely polite, isn't that the one you want your sons to marry? Or do you want them to marry a girl who gets all, you know, fixed up to look good in your eyes, and then behind the scenes is this shrew?
Isn't it
better to just live authentically?
Yeah.
And not need to impress people, and just need to be who and what I am. And you know what? If your parents aren't going to like me, it's better that I know right off the bat.
Okay.
And not go through this vaudeville, you know, song and dance.
I guess I want to be careful when we say need. I mean, there sometimes you do, part of being on the job is you need to impress your boss, for example, to do good work. And so
it's that need and impress that bothers me.
Okay.
If you know, for me, it makes more sense to say, I like to do an excellent job, the best job I can, because that's who I am.
Uh-huh.
I don't do slipshod work.
Okay.
And it may not be as good as anyone else's work, but I know I put in my best or near best effort.
I can see what you're saying, because if you feel you need, because in a way you're saying is that I need to impress people because my sense of worth is based on your approval.
Exactly.
It almost goes in with the other one, one of the other ones we
that
had.
That was number five, the need for others' approval. You got it, Jerry.
So I need to impress you so I have your approval, which is also something I need.
And think of how needy we are when we start thinking that way.
Yeah.
And then what if you have two people there that you need to impress in different ways?
Right.
This person you need to impress as, you know, I'm a playboy and I do.
Yeah.
And then this one you need to impress. I'm clean laced. I'm chaste. I'm the ideal partner for. And then the two of them are there together in a room with you.
Right.
And all the time you're being untrue to yourself.
Right.
What kind of life is that?
You know, you want people to accept you for who you are.
Exactly. And I mean, if they don't, better to know right away.
Yeah. You know what? Love is conditional. I mean, if somebody says to you, well, you know, I want to do this, but I'm going to take a break right now. But you want to make sure that you're the genuine deal and
yes.
be true to yourself. It's such
yes.
a cliche. But if you're true to yourself, then you don't need other people's approval.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break, continue our discussion on why it's important to give up needing the approval of other people to impress people. We'll be right back.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. Gidee Hansen is a licensed marriage and family therapist at The Growing Place, and they have a lot of different programs that are going on. Gidee's going to mention a couple of them before we continue our discussion on why it's important not to have the need to impress other people in our lives. But there's some programs you've
yes.
got going on at The Growing Place.
Thank you, Jerry. We have right now running an addiction and recovery biblical counseling program, which is 30 lessons. We have the first part of Caring for People's God's Way, which is also 30 lessons that's running right now. And we have, beginning September 11th, Professional Life Coaching 101 and 201. This includes certification and also a spiritual formation coaching class that's going to begin December 12th and then take a break for the holidays and come back in January, the new year. I know this is a lot of information, so the best thing to do is to go to the website, tgplace.org, and look into these and see if you'd like to enroll in them.
And very reasonably priced, too.
Very reasonably priced.
For all the classes
yeah.
you're going to get, the instruction.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
We're talking about the things that we need to give up. We've been doing this for the last 10 weeks now. Things we need to give up to have happy lives. And number 10, the final one, is we have to give up the need to impress other people. That we need, again, we need other people's approval. And, you know, I think that when people come to you and are just the way they are, sometimes that can be good. I mean, can you tell when somebody's putting on airs, when they're being truthful to you? Can you tell?
Sometimes I can tell when people are lying or deceiving or putting on a facade. And sometimes I can't because I'm not God.
Yeah.
I think it's easier to tell the genuine article. You can really tell when people are being genuine.
Right.
And you know what? The client can tell when the therapist is being a fake. So it's important for us to practice what we preach and to be genuinely authentic within the boundaries of professionality.
Right.
You know, and not lie to our clients, not mislead them, not have pretense about who they are or who we are. The more reality we bring into the counseling session, the more opportunity there is for healing.
Sometimes when I think about the trying not to impress somebody, just being yourself, who you are, sometimes that forces you, perhaps accidentally, to let your guard down. The inhibition, it's kind of like when some people, when they have a lot of alcohol, their inhibitions go down
yes.
and they become just the natural person they are. And I find that interesting, and maybe you would agree with this or not. I would love your opinion on this. There are some people who are called happy drunks and some people who are called mean drunks.
Yes.
And sometimes I wonder if when people go take alcohol, their inhibitions go down? Do you get a better idea of what kind of person the true nature of that person is when their inhibitions
perhaps,
are out?
Yeah. Perhaps and perhaps not, because... Mm-hmm. You know, the way that it affects the brains, we have certain filters and we have boundaries that we create. Mm-hmm. And alcohol is an artificial way of basically taking away those boundaries internally and also the way that I relate to the world. So it's a very dangerous thing to do, to get drunk.
Right.
And
I wasn't suggesting that's what I want people to do.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's the genuine self, my genuine self that would come out, but it would certainly be a pretty loopy, distorted,
right,
disinhibited, affected by alcohol self that right. would come out.
I like when there's a certain freedom. I'm just talking about myself, and I'll try not to give out too much of my personality here, but I know that whenever my best moments, whenever I'm in any kind of situation, is when I'm not scripted.
Yes.
You know, because
you have that gift, Jerry.
Yeah,
it's evident.
Well, so thank you. But when I'm scripted, and I think when you think about what you're going to say, I have found this in my career. When you think about, okay, I have to do something on the air, and I have to memorize something, and I have to script it, and that doesn't feel genuine.
Mm-hmm.
But when I just have to speak off the top of my mind, it sounds more general, more genuine, and more believable, because I'm not really thinking about necessarily trying to impress somebody. I'm just thinking about, this is who I am, and I'm going to relay this information. Mm-hmm. So maybe in all of our lives, if we just are the way we're, just be ourselves, it's going to be much better received.
Yes, I think so. And of course, all of this is within boundaries.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm not gonna go sexually assault somebody in the name of being myself.
Right. Right.
You know. So we have our boundaries, but within that, we want to be genuine about who we are, and if we know being with certain people or in certain situations is not safe for us, is dangerous for us, is going to bring things out. Like for instance, the addict.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the alcoholic is not a good idea to meet his friends in a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Because he already knows those boundaries have been trampled down.
Mm-hmm.
So his genuine self tells him, you have a weakness in this area. Stay away from this place.
And another thing, Gidi, is that when you care about trying to impress others, you're assuming that the person who you're trying to impress knows what the heck they're talking about.
Yes.
And that their opinion has any value whatsoever.
Yes.
Their opinion might mean absolutely nothing and should mean nothing, because
yes.
maybe they're not qualified to judge you based on what it is you're trying to impress them about.
Exactly.
You're giving up so much control and you're making so many assumptions. You know, I'm going to take a break right now. Gosh, I was actually making sense for a change.
No.
We'll wrap up our discussion on
okay.
this whole thing
okay.
Right after this break.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
Yeah, we're wrapping up our discussion with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place, licensed marriage and family therapist over at The Growing Place, tgplace.org, if you want to make an appointment with someone there for any issues you might have. We've been talking about the 10 things that we need to give up in order to have a happy life, or help us have a happy life. And number 10 was the need. We need to give up the need to impress other people. And I was making the point at the break, I think accurately, that we give people too much power, too much credit. You know, if I can only impress this person and I get this person's approval, that's a good thing. Well, maybe it's not a good thing, because we don't know enough about this person as to whether this person is even qualified to even make a judgment on you to begin with.
Exactly. That is such an excellent point. And in my belief system, God is the one who is qualified, and he's
right.
not impressed by my need to impress him, because he sees right through that.
Yeah, you can't fool him.
No.
Yeah, you can
and
fool
thank
yourself.
Thank God you can't.
So when you're trying to impress And sometimes when you're thinking about your life, and sometimes maybe you're talking to yourself, and I find when I'm talking to myself, I'm actually talking, I think, to God. Your action should be based on, am I impressing God with what I'm saying and doing with this person? If I'm impressing him, that should suffice.
Yeah, you know, a lot of us try to impress God in our prayer life.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. We can be very pretentious. We can be very angry at somebody and come before God and with our hat in hand and pretend to be this humble person and all the while ask God to strike that man, you know, or that woman, or humble them, or, you know, whatever. And we're acting like we're such holy Joes. But, you know, God's not impressed.
So should we try to impress God?
I don't think so. When I'm upset or when I'm sinning or whatever I'm doing, I just say, God, you know it. You see it. You know it better than I do.
I always say
help
it to my,
me.
Yeah.
Help me.
You know, sometimes when my son says something, I said, well, what do you think? I said, listen, I don't know. This is a decision. But you could fool yourself and you could fool me. You can't fool God.
No.
So you and God know the true story. And I find myself doing that a lot of times too. And sometimes I do find myself trying to impress God. And when I try to do that, I do the same thing. I'm like, I'm going to say a prayer and da da da. And I'm like, he's not buying this because I'm not buying it. He's not buying what I'm selling. You know,
no.
I better just say, you know something, I cannot sell this to you. You have to create in me a clean heart.
Yes.
You have to create in me a clean heart. How that beautiful psalm,
yes,
creating me a clean heart, O God, take not thy Holy Spirit from me,
yes,
restore unto me the joy of my salvation.
Psalm 51.
Yes, I'm not sure to impress God, but I think God will know
that
you're genuine.
I think God genuinely values our humility and our honesty and our integrity.
Yeah.
Even when we're confessing sin, it's so much better than what Adam and Eve and what we've often done. It was his fault.
Yeah.
You know.
It's easier to blame.
Yeah.
Well, we only have about 3 minutes left. I just wanted to just make sure that we went through, I don't need to get us to go through all of them, but in terms of leading a happy life, when you talk to people and of all those on the list, some of them kind of run concurrently with one another.
You know, I think number two is really the place to begin.
Go ahead.
Which is complaining.
Yeah.
That is so, and you know, whether it's about the weather, politics, my lot in life, the box of puzzles, you know, the puzzle pieces I was given, my spouse, my job, it is such a waste of time.
Yeah.
And I'm really trying to live without complaining. It's quite a challenge and I need God's help, but it really is a happiness robber. And it doesn't mean, you know, putting on the rose-tinted glasses and pretending that things are not what they are. It just means my response to those things doesn't have to be a negative response that basically disempowers me.
Mm-hmm. So that's the starting point, really.
For me, I would say complaining, limiting beliefs, you really have to know yourself very well.
That takes a little work to do
it
that.
It does. And to start there, I don't know why they made the list in the order that they did, but complaining is a real easy handle to get a hold of. And I ask my spouse, you know, I ask God, I ask people close to me, tell me when you hear me complaining, because I really don't want to do it.
Right. We've gone through this before, though. There's some people who enjoy complaining.
Isn't that sad when we enjoy it?
Yeah, that's frustrating. Yeah.
Cutting people down. And, you know, you love movies. And remember As Good As It Gets?
Yeah, I do, yes.
And remember when Jack Nicholson says to the female lead, that's not your style.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I start complaining, my husband will look at me and smile the way Jack Nicholson did and just say, that's not your style.
Oh, no, like Jack, he smiles like Jack Nicholson. That's scary.
No.
Just joking.
You know, and it's such a good reminder because he's telling me your true self is not that complainer.
Right.
That's not who you really are. Now, you know, you don't need to do that.
And I think it's fair to say that all of these things creep into our lives at some time.
Absolutely.
None of us, I mean, all of those. I mean, I could go through every one of those and say,
me too.
Yeah, I could check that box. There's none of those that I'm perfect at.
No, me too.
Yeah.
So it's nice. It's nice to be reminded.
Right.
And to have a checklist and to go over it and to go, now, wait a minute. You know, what am I doing here? Why am I unhappy today?
Yeah.
Why have I been feeling unhappy for the last 3 days?
Right.
Let's look at this list and see what I've been doing.
And you think about, you know, you think about the limited time we have in our lives on this earth.
Yes.
And you think of all the time wasted on some of those 10 things. Give them up.
Exactly.
Hey, thanks so much, Gidi. We're out of time.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're out of time for the day, but thank you for listening, and we'll talk with you tomorrow. Have a good rest of your day. So long.